everybody, welcome to another edition of the Rock Stops Here podcast. My guest today, she is really, really cool. She's got a great personality and she's a superstar. Social media, sports, basically, I kind of call her an entertainer. She's been a reporter. She's done the traditional route. She started doing these videos, very, very entertaining, and she started doing them in her house. She's just blown up, has become so big. Annie Agar. I'll get to that in a minute. And then, I've got some stories, and I do that every single podcast. And this is not an X's and O's. It's a behind-the-scenes podcast. That's what I like. I was back on campus where I started my college, St. Leo University, a small Catholic college in St. Leo, outside, good 45 minutes, an hour outside of Tampa. Near Dade City, Florida. You might be familiar with that name, with Michael Penix Jr. now, with the Atlanta Falcons, the Washington Huskies quarterback. He grew up in Dade City. I'll tell you all about it, but I was back there and it was almost like emotional, only because at the time I didn't take advantage of the opportunity. But anyway, and also batting practice down on the field, what I've noticed over the last, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years with Major League Baseball. I'll get into that. But before I do that, let me tell you about my main sponsor, and they're the best. If you're in Tampa Bay, if you are in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, or Hernando counties, whether you're a homeowner or a business owner and you need new windows and doors, you go to one place, and that is, they are the premier window and door contractor of Tampa Bay, Lipton Window and Door. They're located in Newport Richey. You can go check them out. Madison Ave, Newport Richey. Call. There's someone that will always answer the phone Monday through Friday. They'll make an appointment. Someone will come out, give you an estimate. They're the best. Lipton Window and Door, 727-372-2455. Factory-backed warranty. Hurricane protection. Fully trained staff. Lipton Window and Door. All righty. Here's my guest. She is a content creator. That's the new, whatever you want to call her, social media, sports personality, darling. She really is too. I mean, she started popping up on my feed and I'm like, who's this? And she's good. She's an NFL correspondent at a stadium. They're located out of Chicago, but a national, I know them very, very well. I was there in the United Center a couple of years ago at an interview. She basically puts teams in uncomfortable meetings. That's her thing. Go check out her videos, Annie Agar. She brings a light-hearted approach to sports. It's different, and she's a star, and she's here on the Rock Stops Here podcast. Here's Annie. And in the crazy world of like broadcasting, and you branched out and did the social media thing, and you just keep on ascending. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
So when did you get that idea? Was it when you were in Grand Rapids TV? Was it after that to kind of start doing your own thing?
Yeah, good research. Grand Rapids, yes. I was in my hometown bedroom. I moved back home because of COVID and everything going on in the world. And I thought this is a good time to, like, people need something to laugh about. We need to talk about sports because sports had stopped. It was at a standstill. So I went on TikTok. I did a video and it had 3 million views overnight. And I thought, okay, this is something people need right now. And started doing the NFL ones and it just took off from there.
Yeah, I mean, it started with Big Ten, right? And Zoom calls, and then the NFL. How much preparation do you put into that? Because fans see that, oh, like that's all that living. No.
Yeah, it's a lot of research because I can make all the jokes I want, but I want the jokes to hit each fan base and be an inside joke for each fan base. So I research for probably 10, 12 hours, shoot for 3 or 4. I wake up at 3 a.m. on Tuesday to edit and hopefully get it out by noon. So it's a lot of work, but I so appreciate it when the fans comment that this, you know, explained exactly how they feel or made their loss feel better. It makes it all worth it.
Now, your father pitched. He was a baseball player. What did he think? When in your family, like when they first saw this, and what did he think? And what does he think now?
he is a big sports fan, obviously. He raised us all. I think that's why where the sports thing comes from. They originally, when my mom and dad first got married, they wanted 9 kids to have a baseball team. So that kind of tells you where their thought process was. But he is, I think he's very proud, and he has the same sarcastic, dry sense of humor that I do. So he and I are very similar. And if he can laugh at my videos, then I know I did a good job on the video. So he's my trial.
Is your brother an inspiration to you?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why I'm here, honestly, because my parents taught us, my brother has disability, and he now does Ironman races and does public speaking, and an absolutely incredible person. And my parents taught us anything is possible, because if he can do this stuff, why would I not try to be on ESPN? Why would I not try to go after my dreams? If my brother, who has a hard time walking and a hard time eating, is out there, you know, competing in marathons and Ironman and triathlon. So he is 100% my motivation.
My last one, for a young person, whatever business they're in, you're making it to the top, maybe especially girls. What advice do you have?
Just be completely original to yourself. You might think someone else is doing the same content you want to put out there, but I'm telling you right now, you can bring something that other person didn't bring. Just figure out what that is. Stay true to your content, who you are, and people will feel drawn to that. If they can tell you're being genuine, people know. So just be genuine and go out there and try it.
You are genuine. Congratulations. Continued success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she was so nice, and she was appreciative, and everybody is trying to get a hold of her, and everybody's trying to get her on. Because she, you know what? Sometimes you got to step outside the box. You got to be creative. Don't do what everybody else is doing just because they're doing it, you know? And when I started this podcast, I was like, you got to find a niche. All right, what am I good at? I get along with people. I like to pump up people. I'm interested on how people made it. Again, I'm not an X's and O's guy. And I'm like, let me just do this. How did they make it? What about it? What makes them tick? You know, that's what I'm interested in. So anyway, and maybe, you know, as far as like being a real talk show host and really getting in your face and really engaging and really arguing, you know, that's really a good talk show host. Maybe I'm better as a co-host or... you know, the old fashioned, I don't even want to say the name, like Ed McMahon, you know, but that's, if you're younger, you don't even know that name. I'm aging myself. But anyway, she's done it. She stepped outside the box. She thought of this. The videos, you keep getting more hits, more downloads, more clicks. Boom, 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 boom. And man, when I saw her at the Super Bowl, everybody was in line. Everybody's trying to get a hold of her. Everybody. And she's nice. She's good. And the way she treats, you know, she's big on her family, the way she treets her brother, and we talked there, Johnny, he's got cerebral palsy, and he does these marathons, these triathlons in wheelchairs, you know, with his dad, and, you know, and her brother, Johnny, sports business management on the dean's list at college, his degree, really, really good. But I mean, she's a good person. Bottom line, once again, what have I found doing the Rock Stops Here podcast over the last 2 years? You got to be a hard worker. Yes, you have to have talent. Yes, you got to make connections. Yes, you got to take advantage of opportunities. Yes, yes, yes. You got to be a good person. You got to be a good person. If you're a jagoff, if you're an ass, if you're just a dude, you know, if you're not good, you're not good. I don't care how talented you are and what you do. You're not going to last. Not going to make it. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you, Annie. All right, let me get to some of my stories, especially going back on campus. Before I do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of the Rock Stops Here podcast, Lipton Window and Door, Newport Richey, Florida, Hillsboro, Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando counties. Listen up. I know you need new windows. I know you need some doors. Lipton Window and Door. They only carry top quality windows and doors. They will provide you with custom made windows and door solutions, and they never compromise on quality. 100%. Financing on all window purchases and or installation costs. Lipton also donates $100 from every job to Southeast Guide Dogs in Bradenton. Tim Lipton is the owner, been in business for decades, doing something right. They do it right. Lipton Window and Door, Newport Richey. All righty. So, you know, before I tell you about going back to college, my campus, just it was unbelievable. What I have noticed going to Tropicana Field, covering Rays, covering the opposing team that comes in. I love pregame being down on the field, up close. And what I always, what really struck me when I first stepped foot on Major League Baseball fields, whether it's spring training or regular season, I could not believe the ball off the bat. It's like, boom, it's like a golf tee shot. And I would be like, how the hell are they hitting the ball so far? It's hitting it on the screws, hitting the sweet spot. You know, and I would look at these guys in the locker room with their shirts off. Some were not that big. How do they do it? Where do they generate that power? Hand-eye coordination. You know, the fast twitch muscles. They're the best in the world. And I think baseball is very, I think it's the hardest, man. Well, they're all hard to make it, whether it's NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, but it's the best in the world. You're competing against kids from the Dominican, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Venezuela. I mean, these kids, that's all they'll do. They'll play year, you know, they to make it out of there, to make the money, man. They don't have as many different options and opportunities that American kids have. And to make it, and then to make it, even to make it in the minors, and then to make it continue to get better when everybody is chasing that dream to make it to the show and then to be in the show. And then as Joe Maddon used to always tell me, there's a period where, whoa, I can't believe I'm in the show, but you got to get past that because there's going to be downtime. There's going to be slumps. There's going to be times where you can't, it's a mindset, mental game. And then to be consistent, to be like, okay, I've been here a while now. My numbers are the same on the back of my baseball card. I'm consistent. I'm in the show. You got to get to that point. But what I have noticed, and it really struck me this year, I would say on each Major League Baseball team, this is just my eye test. There's usually 3, 4, maybe 5 jacked. They look like bodybuilders. I never used to see that. I mean, there's a guy on the Rays. He was the AL batting champ last year. He's a huge fan favorite because he's always spending time with fans, whether it's taking selfies, autographs, you know, conversing. Yandy Diaz, he came from Cuba. He is built like a brick shithouse, okay? He is huge. It's unbelievable. All right, you can hit for power, this and that. But I'm starting to notice opposing teams. Last week, the New York Mets were here. And I was over on the Mets side, the third base dugout, and I was trying to get a hold of Pete Alonso. He was in demand. He had already done. He was doing an interview. And I got a picture. I was right next to him. I wanted to just tell him I'm a Tampa Bay guy. You know, I know he made his bones in Tampa Bay, growing up Tampa. Jesuit, then playing high school, Florida Gator, all that jazz. But meanwhile, there was, and a lot of baseball players, they've done this over the years, throw a football around to warm up. You know, they'll do, there's a couple of things that baseball players always do when they're warming up out in the outfield, whether you're an infielder, an outfielder, a pitcher, a catcher, it's long toss. They do that to just, it's with the muscles and to loosen it up, and it's called long toss. They throw it on a line, but it's a distance away. And most, and I've seen this over the years, over 25, 30 years, they'll throw a football around. It's a different motion. You're throwing it from your ear. It's kind of quick. It's not the long. It's not as much stress on the arm, shoulder, and they'll do that. Well, I was standing by the third base side where the Mets were going to, they were doing their warm-ups, and there were two guys throwing a football, one behind me. It's muscle upon muscle. I'm like, how do you throw like that? Now, I will tell you this. So that's the biggest thing that I've seen the difference. The technology, the way they train, the way they train for fast twitch muscles, they train for this, the nutrition they have. This stuff wasn't around. Last year, Matt Joyce, he's not that old. I don't even know if he's 40 years old. He played in the majors, big leagues. He's now a broadcaster. He's a business owner. And he was telling me just last year, he's like, when he was in high school, and it wasn't that long ago, like I said, what is he, 39 years old, something like that, 38 maybe? There was no training. You just played baseball. You played baseball. Maybe you played on a couple different teams. You were down the park. And, you know, going back to my day, there was definitely no training. I remember when I got in high school and it was in the winter and they had these weighted balls and we were throwing those things. I don't even know if that was any good. But now the training there, but I've never seen, and it's not all. Like I say, I'd say about four or five guys just so jacked. Now, I still have yet to see a Major League Baseball pitcher, whether they're a starter, a short guy, a short innings guy, a reliever, a closer. I haven't seen a Major League Baseball pitcher like jacked, so jacked with so much muscle. I haven't seen that yet. I know on the Pat McAfee show, they were talking the other day, like quarterbacks. Usually you don't see quarterbacks. They're in shape, like Patrick Mahomes. I remember even Tom Brady here with his shirt off. Incredible shape. Believed in plyometrics. Didn't really hit the weights. You know, you can't be too tight to be a pitcher, to be a quarterback. But that's the biggest thing that I've noticed now. Even when the opposing teams, because I know everybody on the Rays, but when you see these, Randy Arozarena, like he's a power hitter. He had a little slump, but you know, he was even like more jacked. I'm like, is that a good thing? They must know what they're doing. But you're seeing that more and more now. I'm like, it blows me away. It's like it's a weightlifter. All right, my other story for this podcast this week is, and I'm going to admit it, all right, and I'm not proud of it. We had a good upbringing, my brothers and I, in Dover, New Jersey. My father was always around the house because he had a bad aorta valve. He was always in and out of the hospital, in and out of emergency room, in and out of intensive care. He would get this fast heartbeat. He waited till the end to get a valve replacement, and then he ended up passing. But he was always home, so I couldn't get away with anything. And, you know, so once I got to college, St. Leo College, sight unseen, they accepted me. It's here in Tampa Bay, outside of Tampa Bay, Pasco County, but pretty far out, secluded. I didn't know anything. Didn't even visit it. And when I came down, and to have that freedom where no one is watching over you, I got to admit, I was not a good student. Yes, I walked on and made the baseball team. Yes, I was, you know, enjoying it. I really enjoyed it, being away from New Jersey for the first time, being with their palm trees. But when nobody's over you and it was the deal, oh, you don't even have to go to class. There were some classes that I wasn't going to. I was failing, man. I admit it. And I learned, and then I started partying and I learned how to party down here. I had the wherewithal. Number one, I was homesick for New Jersey, believe it or not, because I had so many friends and so much action going on in Jersey. And I knew I was a PE major and knew I didn't want to be a PE teacher. I wanted to be a sportscaster. Go in the 6 and 11 o'clock news. That looks like fun. And so I transferred to a New Jersey school, a commuter school, William Patterson College. Now it's William Patterson University. I ended up turning it all the way around. I drove from Dover. I stayed at home, so it didn't cost anything for my parents. I drove to Haledon, New Jersey, Patterson, New Jersey, William Patterson, which was about 45 minutes to go to class, almost an hour traffic. Then I would either come home or drive another. I'd go an hour and like another hour and 20 minutes to Mount Olive, New Jersey. It was called a Daily Advance. And I worked in the back to get the paper out. And I worked all night, late at night, drove the forklift, was doing this. They ended up making me a supervisor. I went to college. I drove all that distance to go to classes. I never interned. That is a mistake. You know, if you can intern in the field that you want to do, that's how I've seen so many people get gigs. That's why I was a late bloomer. But anyway, to make a long story short, I loved St. Leo, but I also knew I'm screwing up because I'm partying. My grades are not good. I'm not going to some classes. I'm just, you know, and a PE. So let me get back to Jersey. Let me do that. I turned it around. My final GPA was like 3.0. Graduated on time somehow, and still work 40, 50, 60 hours a week at a full-time job at night. All this while driving this and that. I ended up having a girlfriend. I ended up partying. I did a comedy routine with my buddy Woody, the Wormwoods. I was on a baseball team. We ended up doing this. Then I got a job, another job. But my bottom line was, you know, I liked St. Leo. I really did. And I've only been back to campus because now living down here, I'm an hour away from St. Leo, 50 minutes to an hour away. And I remember when we first came down here, Emily blindfolded me and told me she was going to take me somewhere for a day. This is a long time ago when we were dating. And we ended up getting in a fender bender in San Antonio, Florida, which is the little town neighbors St. Leo. There's actually St. Leo, Florida, San Antonio, Florida. These are little towns, man, right off the interstate. Where St. Leo is low. And I had to take the blindfold. Oh, she took me here to St. Antonio. She's going to take me around the campus. You know, that was a cool idea. But anyway, and then I went back maybe one or two times in the whole, 15 years? I'm here 25 years. I've been there maybe three times, four. That's it. So a St. Leo graduate, and he's the GOAT of high school baseball coaches, Peter Mulry. He was a Tampa Catholic coach. He won like 5 state championships in the state of Florida. That ain't easy. And he's older than me. He played at St. Leo. He's on the St. Leo Alumni Association. He's my Facebook friend. And he said, let's try to get some lunch. And I thought, he goes, I'll buy. Well, what does that mean? He wants something. He's got a foundation. It's for kids. Try to get kids on the right path. And I thought he's going to ask me to get him big names. That's what I figured. Maybe he'll ask me to MC his golf outing. No problem there. But he's going to want something. We'll meet. We figured out we met in San Antonio, right outside of St. Leo, right there. And it was at a Mexican place, an original Mexican place. It was delicious. It was unbelievable. He was giving me the lowdown of the university, this and that, blah, 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 blah. We were talking this. I told him when I was on the team, I walked on. And this was the coach. He was never then this and that. And we had a great lunch. He didn't want anything. He did not want anything. And he paid. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to return that favor to him. And twofold. And he's just a gentleman. He's a nice gentleman. He's got to be a good 10 years older than me. And so we shook hands. We left. I'm like, I'm right here. I got to go see St. Leo. I drive on campus, and it was a ghost town. The kids had ended class the day before. I asked somebody, when's your classes end? Yesterday. Yesterday? Ha! So it was great. You're supposed to sign in with security. And, you know, I understand, but I parked over near the Marion Bowman Center. It's where there's a pool and that's the basketball court in there. And then I just started walking around. I went to where my dorm was, Benoit 224. We called it the Gator Lounge. Our room was a party room. Yeah. And I went by it and the door was open. The last time I was there, you couldn't get in, you know. And some kids were still taking like a TV or something out to their car. Classes had ended. Almost everybody was gone. The baseball team was still practicing because they're still involved in postseason play. Hopefully they're not eliminated now by the time we're listening to this. But anyway, and so the door was open. So I walked all around the campus, and I remember here. Oh, I remember there. God, I did not go to that. That was a film thing, and I didn't even go to those classes until the end of the year. No wonder I was failing. But I looked there. I remember when I went down there and I first started to learn how to party right there. Oh, I went over there. Oh, I remember my friend Ed Arce gave the teacher two joints, Miss Bass. I hear you smoke. And he ended up passing. She gave him a passing grade on his exam. This and that. I remember there's the library. They actually have an abbey. It's a Catholic school. I went in there and I said a prayer of thanks that I'm back here 40 some years later, healthy. You kidding me? And walked all around, walked by the lake, walked to where we walked on. And I came back around by the dorm where I was. I only was there 2 years, freshman year and sophomore year. And the door was held open by a little appliance. And I'm like, I'd love to go back upstairs to the hallway right outside that room. Nobody was around. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And I walked up and I walked up the stairs and I walked down the hallway and I'm like, the showers were here. We didn't even have, there was a small little tiny dorm rooms. The shower, you didn't have a shower. You had to walk in the hallway. I was like, that's right where it was. I remember this like it was yesterday. It's 40 some years later. I'm walking down the hallway and I get right to 224. Now they have little peepholes drilled into the door so you can at least see. Because I remember there was an asshole that was going out to the bar at night, coming back and bam, 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 bamming on bam, 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 bam on each door. And I told my roommate at RC, I said, I'm gonna punch this guy in the face, man. If he pounds on our door, let's practice. And I'm a lefty and I was in good shape from throwing, pitching on a baseball team. And we practiced him opening the door real quick and me throwing a left-handed cross with all my might. And we practiced. And I was waiting that night. If he comes and bangs on this door, I'm going to do that. And, you know, when you're a kid, you don't think of any consequences or anything like that. And do you know that asshole never came down after it never happened. But I just laughed. Like, I can remember that story from that many decades ago. When I saw, oh, they have little peepholes now. You'll know who's at your door. But it pretty much looks the same. And it was almost like, emotional. Like there's unfinished business there. I did not take advantage of St. Leo when I was there. I screwed up. I turned it around at William Patterson in New Jersey. Finished on time. Graduated. Thank God. Got, you know, boom. But maybe there's something that I can do there. Now, it is a distance away from where we are, and I already drive so far. I'm driving 40 minutes all the time, back and forth, the Braves, and then 35, 40 to Tampa, blah, blah, blah. So now that's an hour one way, this and that. I don't know, but maybe there's something about it, something about it. And when I was driving home that day from seeing Peter Mulry at the Mexican place, on how positive he was, buying me lunch, didn't want anything. When's that happen? And then going to there on campus and walking all around, seeing some differences. Oh, they have this. Look at this. Oh, they got a coffee house now. Oh, that's a beautiful place. You know, they got a few things that are new. But pretty much, it's the campus that I remember. So who knows? Who knows if something will come about down the road? I'll keep you abreast of the situation. But anyway, it was kind of neat. Have you ever done that? Did you go to college, or even if it was maybe an old high school or something, that you haven't been back? You can't think that it's going to be like it was, because we're in 2024. That's life here. But maybe there's something, if there's something that's in the back of your mind that maybe you gotta have some unfinished business, something to do. I don't know. but it really, really was emotional. And I found myself doing a lot of homework and looking, what are they doing? And not just sports, like overall, what are they doing social media wise? What are they doing with their YouTube channel? Boom, boom, you know, Peter, fill me in. They got a new president. They were in the hole financially like this. What happened there? Was it, you know, and just doing some homework and seeing maybe that's how I give back, doing something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There you go. Also, I'm heading out to check out, we'll see, St. Leo playing this University of Tampa in baseball in Division II. It doesn't get much better than the University of Tampa. And then Florida Southern, they've had some pros. St. Leo the same way. It's really good baseball. They're playing like two games on a Saturday during the day, 1 at 3, 1 at 7. Already down here, it's 90. It's 90 degrees during the day. Now at night and in the morning, it's still nice, but it's just, we're climbing and we're in our drought season. Once we hit June, it usually rains every day at around 5 o'clock. Last year was the first time in 25 plus years here, 30, however long I'm here, it didn't rain. We had a drought. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen again, because I'm out watering the lawn every day by hand because I don't have a sprinkler system, because we got some sod down. Oh my God, it takes so much every single day. And you're supposed to do it at night or in the morning because it'll burn the grass. During the day, it sucks it right up. Blah, 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 blah. And some days I'm like, I don't feel like it. Getting the hose out on time. But anyway, I was just thinking about this. Like day game, college baseball, whether it's baseball, it's 90 degrees and the sun is beating down on you. Is that fun? Because when I go to Tropicana Field, and let's face it, the Trop needs a refurbishing on the outside. On the outside, the parking lots, it really does. It ain't going to happen because they're trying to get a new stadium. But once you get inside, once you go through security, and once you open those doors, and I get in that hallway, 3:30 in the afternoon, 72 degrees. It is heaven. And I put my bag away up in the press box. If I possibly am going to do an interview, I'll for the podcast, I'll get my headphones on. I'll bring my equipment with me, put, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or if I'm just doing something video wise or social media or for the Tampa Free Press, then I don't need that. I go down, and once you go down, and I go down, and I love it. I love it. I mean, you can't have outside. I know. Everybody says the same thing. I get it. Baseball is meant to be played outside, but not in Florida. Not in the summer. And we're now here. Our summer's hit. I don't know. It's not officially summer, but we're May. It's here. So I love it. 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 But something hit me this last week, something emotional about being there. And there's something about being on a campus, like with kids. Kids are, you know, they're just starting out their journey. And they're happy-go-lucky. They don't have all the pressures of life yet, and bills and family and responsibilities. There is something about it. Don't you agree? Like, you go on a campus, you see kids, even in high school kids, you know, because we go to a lot of, we're at our high school a lot with our daughter. Her performances are nonstop, and we're always around them. And the kids are just, when they're together, and they're fun, they're having fun. I love it. I love to see that. And I love to see kids just, they shouldn't have to have all the worries and responsibilities of life yet. I love that. And now I get it. Now I see where there's a guy, his name is Mike Neighbors, and he's a longtime sports reporter. He lives in Tampa Bay. He's done the local TV scene, but he had been the sideline reporter post-game reporter for the New Orleans Saints. Even though he lives in Tampa Bay, he had flown. He did it a couple of years. They liked him. Drew Brees really liked him. So he interviewed Drew Brees after every game. Hell, he wrote a book on all his experiences with Drew Brees. And this last year was the first year that, number one, he was getting tired of always getting on planes. And number two, he always wanted to teach. And he started teaching a course. I don't know if it's a course or courses at Florida Southern University. That's in Lakeland. It's east of here and towards the middle of the state. And he started doing it and he loved it. And he's had so many contacts, Zoom in, come in. Some have driven over there. I did it from the Super Bowl on Radio Row. I was talking to his kids via Zoom. And he said they loved it. And I was going all around and showing him everything and stuff. And I asked him, I said, so it was the first year he pulled back. And when you have a gig in the NFL, usually you don't leave it unless you're pushed out. You're at the top of the top. Same thing. Maybe it's MLB. Maybe you're doing something. It's rare that you give that up. And he loved teaching so much, he gave it up. And I asked him, do you miss it? And he said, he does not. He loves teaching young people, communication, what he's learned, broadcasting, sportscasting over the years. He said he loves it. He loves it more than he thought. Isn't that something? You know, you get to a certain point, you're like, what's my legacy, man? What can I leave? You know? So we shall see. Once again, my thanks to Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone in Tampa, having me on his show a lot. Pat Donovan, Aaron Jacobson on 620 WDA 95.3 FM. Thank you. I appreciate you keeping me alive here in Tampa Bay. So listen, I hope you're having a good week. Just do something for yourself. Make sure you make time for yourself. I know you got the family, you got the commitments, you're doing everything you can. Make sure you give a little time for yourself. All right? Oh, and remember, Tampa Bay area residents, Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, Hernando counties, you need new windows and doors? I know you do. You got to call Lipton Window and Door. Their number in Pasco County. They're in, if you want to go check them out, go there. Newport Richey, Madison Street. If you just want to call, have somebody come out to your business or to your home, 727-372-2455. They are the best window and door contractor in Tampa Bay. Tim Lipton is the owner. It's Lipton Window and Door. The best value. They use cost-cutting edge technology. Customer service is their number one priority, and they have a fully trained staff. Lipton Window and Door of Pasco County, Newport Richey. Listen, have a great week. Hang tough. Do something that you enjoy, and I'll talk to you next week on The Rock Stops Here.